Everybody knows till everybody knows.
Hold on to your bitcoins. They might soon be recognized as regular currency for tax purposes. That's according to newly released recommendations from the Senate Economic References Committee. Senator Sam Dastyari is the chair of that committee, and it's nice to have you in the studio.
Oh my God, that is the most incredible entry, I think, music I've ever had. But I have to say, on this whole Melbourne issue, and I am down in Melbourne today, I got off the plane this morning. The pilot said, and these were exact words, "Welcome to Melbourne. It's 2 a.m. Sorry."
Oh, the pilot. Clearly not a Melbourne pilot. Let's move on because I don't want to get into that fight. Do you have bitcoins yourself, Senator?
I don't. I don't actually have any bitcoins. And I chose not to have bitcoins because I've become such a kind of advocate for the industry. I didn't want people to go and turn around and go, oh, look, he's got his own kind of vested interest in all this.
So you'd like them, but you know better.
Well, it's getting them is actually quite hard. And that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is you're dealing in this world now where what is money? What is digital currency? And they're the kind of big questions. And actually getting hold of them in Australia is harder than it should be.
All right. Your recommendations goes against the Australian Taxation Office's August ruling that these kind of currencies are intangible assets.
Yep. Look, the tax office has got it completely wrong. So the tax office's view is that, and they'd be very honest with it when they sat down and kind of spoke to us, they've pretty much said, we have these things called bitcoins, which are digital currency. What are they? They're electronic money. They're the new kind of type of money. And you deal in a world now where there's, you know, 190 or so different currencies already out there that are recognised. Digital currencies aren't. The tax office has turned around and said, look, all these rules were written in the 1970s. The rules were not written for a time when we were able to conceive of the concept of electronic money. And they've turned around and said to the policymakers, you guys need to sort this out for yourselves and actually tell us what you want to do. And we did a big report, we did a big inquiry, we dragged the industry in and we've turned around and said, let's treat this like it's money. And that's a big change.
Oh, it's a huge change. So if Bitcoin was recognised as a currency, what would this mean for the Australian Tax Office?
Well, what it would mean is that you could deal with it like you deal with any other kind of international currency. That means I can trade it, I can sell it, I can buy using it, and I wouldn't be charged GST when I do it. So at the moment, the problem with, you know, Bitcoin is it's treated the same way gold or baseball cards. And that means, Patricia, if I sell you $100 worth of Bitcoins, I then have to pay $110, I've got to pay 10% GST. And then if you sell it to someone else, you have to do $110 because 10% GST. What we're saying is this is the future of money and we should actually be treating it like it is money. And that's a big change in how we deal with things.
What is the Labor Party's position on this? Are you kind of doing this on your own?
Well, look, I think
testing the waters?
Yeah, look, I think that's fair to say. I think the Labor Party's fairly open to it. We're fairly open to some of the innovation and some of the new ideas. See, this is a whole new space, and this kind of actually surprisingly sits outside of everyday politics. This isn't, you know, about kind of Labor or Liberal or this is one party's view or this is another party's view. This is about saying, what on earth is money anymore? And money isn't what it used to be. Money's not wads of cash.
No, we had Alan Kohler in last week telling us that, you know, he thinks that's we're going to be a cashless society.
It's done. It's done. I mean, look, right
now. Well, it's not fully done.
It's getting there. And even the concept of cash has changed. I'll give you an example, right? I don't have a key card anymore. If I need to get cash out in the rare event that I need to get cash out, I'll go and do cardless cash through an ATM. Now, will I still use cash occasionally? But it's all different now. 90% of it's done through our mobile phones, through our computers, through tap and go. And there's about, you know, we're about 5-10 years away from the whole thing changing.
So the committee has heard from Silicon Valley, Miami, Paris and Hong Kong. Why is everyone so interested in what Australia will do?
Okay, two things. Firstly, we have a bit of a potential here to be world leaders. The UK have gotten slightly in front of us in this. The Canadians have got a little bit in front of us. The opportunity for us is to actually lead and actually build the industry, you know. Everyone goes on about, oh, we need to create digital jobs and we need these innovative new jobs and we need these new sectors. But that also means getting the policy setting right to be able to do that.
Bitcoin isn't widely used in Australia, right?
No, it's not. It has the potential to be. I'll tell you
but it seems like you want it to be. Why do you want it to be?
Because it's exciting, it's new, it's different, and it has the opportunity and potential to be a growing industry. I'll tell you where there's the real opportunity for growth in this. And there's kind of a whole bunch of sectors and businesses that are able to actually trade in this. Let's say you're the example of an Australian company and you want to buy 50 or 100 different kind of shoes from a manufacturer right now from China. Right now, I need to create an account. I need to have a Chinese account as well in a Chinese bank. I need to transfer the money. I need to make sure the money arrived there in China. Well, that's going to take 2-3 weeks to do. Now, big companies are able to do this. Your big ASICs, your big Nikes, your Adidas's can do all this. Smaller kind of companies can't. And what you end up with the situation is the fees and the transfers and the time period. If you're all dealing with things like digital currency, you can do it a lot quicker, a lot cheaper, a lot less fees. That's the potential. And there's a potential here for a lot of innovative, new, different kinds of businesses as well.
So was there a dissenting report?
No, it was unanimous. In fact, Patricia, the only thing we had a vote on was the name of the report.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
I got rolled.
Well, hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
It was between two bad puns. The pun that I had, which got rolled on, which I lost the vote on, no thanks to Senator Xenophon who voted against me, not that it will ever be forgiven, was digital currency. It just makes sense.
That is quite good.
And the one that actually won was digital currency, a big player or just a bit player.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's what got up. So
yeah, bit player's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Senator Xenophon did have his own suggestion, which was a fiat currency or currency by fiat. But no one actually, we felt that too many people wouldn't have got the joke.
No. That's Xenophon always out there.
Always
out
there.
Ideas.
That's right. That's
so
right.
What happens if your recommendations aren't adopted? Do you think Australia's really ready for this?
I think it is. I think it will be. I think that I'm actually quite positive that this is going to be adopted. And look, there's a whole series of recommendations. The big one is that we treat it as currency. The other ones are about how you actually deal with the crime and security issues around digital currency. And
of course, because that is another growing up. We've covered that as well on this program.
Massive.
Huge issue.
Look, there's issues around, you know, anti-money laundering, that. But what the security agencies have said to us, both publicly and privately, and I think they're right about this, is, look, this is the new world. This is what the world's going to look like. And we have to find a way to participate and actually work within it. We can't put our heads in the sand and pretend it's not going to happen.
Sam Dastyari, it's been fun to talk to you. I haven't asked you about your travel entitlements, but come back on and we'll talk about that next time. We're running out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And that's Senator Sam Dastyari, the chair of the Senate Economic References Committee. What do you think? Bitcoin becoming a proper currency? It seems radical. Perhaps Australia's ready to do it.